Call to order the Fort Point Channel Landmark District Commission hearing for Thursday, March 8th, 2018. And in attendance on the commission are Levinian, Smilage, and myself, Karoff. First order of business is application 18.841, 253 Summer Street. The applicant is Christopher Jameson of COJE Management Group. And the proposed work is in continued review of an application heard on February 6, 2018, to review patio proposal updates to lighting, patio furniture, and bar tile.
Hi, Jay Eigerman, up here on behalf of the applicant and the building owner, represent both. With me is Jeff Leon, who's going to be working the buttons, and he's the architect on this. Chris Jameson, and actually, all of our okay. So, you remember this well, what we were charged to come back with was to, if you go forward again, the lighting plan. It's not in color here, but in the handouts, you should be able to pick it out. We had many more lantern lights proposed originally, and it was clear it was too many. So that's been thinned out, and we are down to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So 5 along the front proposed, and 3 on the interior. And as we discussed before, now they're going to be also modern lights hidden in the trellis above, in order to do the hard, you know, the heavy lifting on lighting the site, so that the lanterns are decorative and not having to be used to light the patio. So that's one thing we'll be examining. The other is we looked at the tile again. We had tile before, which was a lozenge or a diamond shape, and there's a different proposed tile tonight, sort of more, not quite subway tile. That was the concern of the ownership. They didn't want it to look like, you know, broken subway, but something in between.
There are samples here.
There are samples there. So it's a greenish.
Yeah. All we get in time. 3x6 in format, glazed tile.
And again, so the furniture in winter time, you know, the furniture all goes away, but you would be able to see that tiling because that's permanent in the bar. So that's there year round. This is the proposed lantern, which again, you know, is key discussion tonight to match the wrought iron railings, which I don't think there was any additional work we needed to do on the railings. I'm going to just take them through everything, Jeff, and then we'll go back. So here are close-ups. We'll focus here when the time comes. Anything you want to highlight? Yeah.
So this was the original item that we proposed last month. We heard feedback from that. After some consideration, we went back and are proposing to use the same lantern that's on the harbor walk itself now. These are the fixtures that are in place that are used as sconces at our primary entrance. The same manufacturer has a suite of fixtures that are of the same type. We're proposing a sconce type that's flatter, sort of a half profile, mounted in recess within each of the posts. And we are proposing one extra post cap light that I can show you an illustration of the plan that earmarks the entrance to our abandoning the one that we had proposed originally, going with the one that's already installed in place, in hopes that staying within the suite will be sufficient.
But Jeff, instead of a hanging lamp, it's a half sconce.
Correct. Okay. Yes. Our same suite, but a different.
Okay. All right. We will come back to this, of course. Let's keep going. Here's the furniture. It's not a fixture. They're movable. They come in. So that they're not vandalized or destroyed by weather. As you can see, it's meant to match the deck material as Jeff, and Jeff brought a sample of the deck material last time, so I think we're done with the deck material. You get the idea. Let's keep going, we'll come back. Planters, those are denoted in pink. So that they're different, one is different dimension, right?
Right.
Jeff, okay. But the rest are identical, four identical cubes.
Correct.
Okay.
Four identical cubes and one longer linear one directly below the existing side. It's slightly lower, but in proportion to the
And the material matches the deck.
Right. Okay. The wood material matches the deck, and the infill, you're proposing to be the same content.
Okay, that's a new wrinkle. All right. Keep going. Okay, that's the end. So let's go back and then have the commission take us where they want to go. Maybe go in one. Okay, so first, do you want to look at the lighting plan, the 8, or do you want to look at the specific lighting fixture?
Can I just make sure I got what you said correctly, that there'll be one light that will be the same as the ones that are currently in the entrance?
And you go to the next one.
I'm sorry, if I can be more clear. Along the harbor walk on the main side, see this plan shows it better. It's disjointed here, but where this split line happens, where the harbor walk continues underneath the building, our main entrance to the restaurant is somewhere about midpoint here on the walk. It's a recessed sort of niche. And on either side of those doors are the sconces that are being shown. This is the photo of the sconces in place on either side of that existing.
And there will be one additional of that design that will be?
Correct.
Okay, and then the others will be the?
The others will be.
I just want to make sure I understood.
The half sconces with the addition of a post cap version of this at the entrance to our patio. I can refer to that, and actually, it might be best seen here, which is truncated right here. So this is the spot where, right at the entrance to the restaurant itself, that will be where the addition of that sconce that we were referring to on that mirrors the pair on the entrance. Then on this post, which is a short post along the exterior rail of our patio, this is where the primary, one of the entrances to our patio seating on that cap, just to provide some illumination in this area, we're proposing that post cap. The others are mounted to the columns themselves, 3 along the bar face, and then 5 along the other perimeter wall.
And when they were the last
time? Last time we had about 15 of the columns there. Now we're proposing 8.
And the proposed post, it's a freestanding post in the middle of, is that a body?
The J-box will be routed into the 8x8 wood post, and the sconce itself is sitting flush against the face of that post.
No, but the post over
there. The one that's up close to the entrance, I guess?
It will be mounted to the recessed portion of the wall just left of the door. It's obscured here in this view, sorry, but it's right basically there.
Wait,
I guess I'm confused because the plan view
shows another
seem
one.
To show it sitting
so this is a post cap lamp, and that's a sconce.
So this, I guess, my question is: this post cap sconce is
here,
and it is
on a wood post.
It's on a wood post. Sitting on a wood
sitting
post.
On top of the post. And it's also here. This is a view looking back in the direction from within.
And there's none on the other.
None on the other post surrounding the room.
And none on the none at all on the other end. No sconces at all on the other. So you have this side in the front and nothing at all on the
correct. The rest is accomplished by basically recessed adjustable architectural fixtures in between the rafters of the first. So the little dots that are, I'm sorry, it's not clear here, but it should be more clearly in the RCC on the deck in front of you. Scattered around provide illumination for the floor and on the tabletops by way of suggestion of the commission.
Sconces along the front. Did you say they're recessed?
The junction box from which the column would come would be recessed within the column.
So they're flush.
So the sconces themselves are flush. So you wouldn't see them projecting much further than this
So you're proposing to alternate the two? Yeah, what is that actually going to look like? Yeah.
Well, there are two different variations there. We haven't quite come up with exactly what pattern might make sense, whether it's a scattering of texture versus a plane, or all texture, all plane. What we heard from the commission was to change this format and emulated more of the brick course centers for the running bond. And this was something that we thought did that without competing in terms of color with the red brick. So rather than the color.
And this is half the length of that.
Correct. It's the whole format is 3 inches by 6 inches.
So then, unlike the last time, it was that kind of harlot and multicolor looking, it's all going to be one color, but maybe pattern. Okay.
Yes. Maybe a very, these are the same line, just errors.
Very nice.
And will these weather, or are they going to, will they weather?
They're reclaimed lumber, so they certainly will take, we change color in the sun, and we'll do our best to seal them and keep them.
They're taped, so long ago.
I mean, you say winter time,
they will come off the back.
And then we have the planters.
Same weather, same wood.
Same wood. Yeah. This is the best we could do for a photograph. That's a square box with style and rail and same wood pattern in the middle of the tiles on the table. Rather than this sort of whitewash.
So what we're seeing now that looks whitewashed is wood, or is that actually tile?
In the middle there would be the tile. The frame itself would be the reclaimed lumber to match the furniture and decking and the curtain.
So they'll match the bar further.
And they're 2x2 or something?
2x2. They may be a little bit taller than what's shown here. But they essentially sit at the outside corners. One that's central, and then one along that wall to sort of shelter the service station.
And will those stay, or in the winter, or will they go to?
They will probably stay put. And once it's filled with dirt, the plants certainly will survive outside. They probably go out and grow out. Not the planters themselves, but the plants.
And those, yes, they sit. They're sitting right behind
behind the wall iron. The only one that would be visible outside of the wrought iron would be the one directly below the signage here. I'm going to show you that instead of this sign, which is existing along the wall there. Also, unfortunately, it's obscured by this rendering, but it mirrors the length of the sign and it's centered on the side at the edge of the brick.
Would they have plantings so that in the, if you said that they would wrap them in the winter, but just so that they're, if the one which is going to be very visible is the one underneath the sign in the wintertime, is that going to have, it's going to have some sort of plantings in it as opposed to just being an empty planting?
The intent is that the plantings would be hardy enough to be planted every year. I don't think that we're looking at annuals or any variety, they're just year-round hardy outside plants.
Thank you.
also want to just pull it in underneath the, into the harbor walk in the winter time.
You can do that potentially with permission or condition for the
So the lights are still kind of fancy.
I'm going to go back to the lights.
But there are fewer of them, and if they match, it's just...
We must have approved the ones in the front door, so...
The only question that I have on the lights is that the single post that sits out there feels a little residential to me, and a little bit out of place for the environment that we're placing it. I understand what the function is, it makes sense, it's logical, but it doesn't feel like it's
just one way.
Yes.
There's no way to do it on, it's the post that you're having.
Yeah, it's sort of post sitting out in the middle of
the
walkway. It does become the end of the wrought iron. The wrought iron wraps the sauce. The last post was the one that was closing.
So it
just north of that is the opening. Some ways demarcates the entrance, but it also provides enough illumination that also between the wall sconce and the wall posts.
So you're saying there's a wrought iron fence here.
So it's not an added post.
No, it's not an added post.
I think I was just reading it then. I could tell that the wrought iron eventually dies
in.
Okay, that makes a little more sense.
I saw it as a freestanding pathway.
Any public comments?
I'm sorry, I apologize, it's a little late, so I'm going to miss this. Due to the recent storm and flooding, will the patio still remain at the elevation?
The patio will remain at the elevation for our discussion. So, when it rains, when it floods,
okay.
But I'll pull the net.
Anybody else?
Thanks, folks. Oh, you're out. Guys, your tiles?
Okay, the next order of business is application 14.945. 238 Congress Street. The applicant is Anya Real, support from our community, and the proposed work is a continued review of the application heard on December 17, 2017, regarding the installation of an arc wall on Farnsworth Street facade of 338 Congress Street.
Yes. Hi.
These two arrows are dead.
Okay.
I'm Nick Colvin, I'm with the developer.
So just a little background, and my portion might not be as important as Nick's, but I'll just do a little wrap up. So FPAC was hired by 10 Farnsworth to facilitate the commission of the art wall. So we've been in this process actually for about 18 months. We did an invitational call that was pretty wide and broad in the Boston area for artists whose work encompassed scale and concept of what we thought would be applicable to this project in Fort Point. The call was open to professional artists with a demonstrated experience with large scale projects And as I said, it was open to artists nationally, but priority was given to Boston artists. The original call, we collected works and qualifications from about 25 local artists and subsequent. And working with the Farnsworth team, we reduced that number to four. Those four artists were then invited to submit full proposals for the project. We met again to reduce that number to three. The three finalists were then invited in to present their projects with the Farnsworth team. And after much deliberation and talk, we did select the final artist, Tomek Zdzierski, for his project. In the final four, I'll just tell you a little bit about the selection criteria. We looked at artistic merit and in each of their bodies of work. We looked at experience with other public art projects, including demonstrated ability to meet timeline and budget requirements. We looked at the ability to design work that is relevant to the context of theme as we had requested. We looked for innovative and effective approaches to creative projects and the probability of successful execution and completion of the work in a timely manner. And we looked for clarity and visual consistency and strong design standards. So Tomek's project was the one that was selected, and I think if we want to review it, we can look at it in context to the neighborhood. Ultimately, the reason the jury selected the project was it has a really a beautiful aesthetic and presence coupled with a strong concept and narrative. So the project is really about the history of Fort Point, but it blends really beautifully the history of the neighborhood with the current urban landscape. The circle motif is really about the beginning and past and present and future of the neighborhood. Tomek's project, of the ones that we reviewed, was actually the only project that combined both two-dimensional and three-dimensional work. So from a visual standpoint, it was really engaging that it was both painterly and involved printmaking and also a sculptural component. So that was really interesting to us as a team. The piece is called Tides, and really it is about the relationship between Fort Point and the water, the convergence of past and future, and the interplay of the natural and urban landscapes. We think it will be a wonderful addition to the neighborhood. We're excited about it. And I will let Nick answer any questions about the actual mechanicals of it, but if there are questions about the selection process, please let me know.
Is this a permanent installation or?
For as permanent as it can be, yeah. I mean, it's fastened. So this is a sample of the panels. Obviously, sorry for the size of it, but this is relative to those, which are about 9 feet by 5 feet. This is a kind of representation of what would be painted on. It's going to be bolted into the brick facade that's there. There's one that's 19 feet wide, so that's three panels, and the other one is four panels.
What's the weight of these?
It's sign stock, so it's aluminum, so it's not it's rigid, but it's not like as heavy as steel or the sign company we hired. Since the sign company was putting them up once the artwork was done, and the fasteners are rigid for the weight of the panels.
It's what is the meaning that is done in
oil-based paint there? So it's kind of like a not quite automotive grade, but it's similar. It can handle UV rays, weather. The paint itself has a 25-year warranty. It has here the acrylic latex bend more exterior paint. Again, the artist, this is what he wanted to use. He's done some outdoor projects in the past, and kind of as anything else, it will get dirty. We do have a plan in place to keep it clean through the management company. He has offered a warranty to there's damage to it, if it gets weathered, he will come back, touch it up where needed. So it's like anything else, it's an outdoor project. So we kind of like the format of it. Kind of lends itself to the building and the neighborhood. And also, if it does weather, you know, it kind of is a very kind of movable piece.
So how is it? I'm sorry, that the left hand image, the left. I'm just trying to see what it was.
Oh, it's the actual artwork.
Yeah.
you probably have to ask the artist.
It almost looks like a tree.
So you can interpret it a lot of different ways. I don't know, I mean, you could probably speak to it better than I am. I'm not a...
Well, I just don't feel like I can even really see it. That's why I'm asking.
Right. Well, it's really evocative of the water and the tide. So if you were flying over Boston Harbor and you saw the way the wind makes the waves undulate from a top-down fashion, that's exactly what he's replicated. So
in the circle, that's what...
So the circle is actually, that's the sculptural piece.
The 3D.
That is three-dimensional, yes.
So the circle will be a separate panel on top of the other panels, the same inch, just about an inch off of these.
So that's the
Same material. Same material. It'll appear to be almost floating.
So it's offset, but it's not. It's still flat.
It's still flat. Yes. Yeah. It's only an inch off of the existing the panels that will be fastened.
And in the how high is the lowest part of the panel from the sidewalk? Is it?
It's less than 3 feet off the ground.
So then it's how tall?
It's a 9-foot piece, so it goes up to well over your head, probably
12 feet
off. There are.
Oh, that's it. So actually, I'm curious. So yes. there is an inset.
It's recessed, yeah. So those brick columns are, I think they're exactly 6 inches deep. So this overall will be an inch and a half, and even the circle will be an inch outside of that. So it's still kind of recessed behind the three columns that you see here. That's a kind of a better representation. You can see the depth.
And that prior picture, it fits both. It fits just on the side, just above the utility pieces you have.
Exactly. Yeah. So there's a sprinkler drain there, which we obviously not going to go over the top of those. So they fit kind of in those recesses exactly.
And just below the lights. The lights are there today.
The lights are there. Yes.
So, and there won't be any additional
illumination. Nope. There's a lot of ambient light in that neighborhood, but those lights, they do articulate, so we'll adjust them as needed once the pieces go up.
Is there a label? The artist's name, the title, the...
Yeah, where the building entrance is, on one of the panels, we will put information on the artist. So, yes. Not on the wall.
So here's the shop drawing of the top of pieces facets. Basically cleats, the anchors hold the cleats in, and these will cover up. The idea behind the kind of the shoebox top design is to keep it as tight and also, just...
Are there any intermediate, because the length of that, I'm just curious, are there any intermediate crossbars or stairs, so that if someone got pushed up against it and the thing's 19 feet wide, the deflection, is there anything that he's putting behind there?
There's four panels on the left side, one and three on the right. So
okay.
It's not one.
So it's not each panel. Yeah, okay.
So they're each individually fastened.
And from a painting perspective, it's going to all just flow.
He's going to paint it, and then of course, once it gets installed, he's going to paint it in a studio, and we're going to install it and cover it as best we can, but I'm sure he'll have to do, once it gets on site, we'll have to do some touch-ups. But, It's the idea behind the shoebox top is to keep it so you can't, there's nothing to grab. It's fastened pretty well. Like anything else, people will bump into it, or, you know, it'll get dirty and scratched. But we have a plan in place to keep, you know, the management company will inspect it probably every time we show up. Specifically, have monthly, quarterly inspections.
So just to ask the hypothetical, if whatever, a car drove in and destroyed one of the panels,
yes.
Would that panel, analyze, would the panel be replaced, like repainted? I mean, is that part of that? We don't get it apart. I personally, I think it's really
short. Yeah.
It's nuts. It feels like it's fitting, but I don't feel like that's... But from a maintenance standpoint, and to make sure that when it goes up, you know, 5 years later, you know, normal wear and tear, but not if I'm driving into it, it's normal wear.
Yeah, so obviously if something catastrophic happens to one of the panels, Boston Sign is in the south end. If they need to replace a panel, Tomac will repaint at no cost up to 10 years, I think he says here. And you know, we'll have to give him notice, but you could conceivably replace a panel if you had to, or I guess we'd leave it up to the sign man, the sign company, if they can repair it, if it's just a small damage, can repair it.
I think it was also under your insurance policy that if there was major damage, the piece would be replaced through insurance.
Yeah. Replacing a panel
outside of the warranty that you've left in with the artist.
Yeah, this is the installation of the warranty maintenance that we're you know, the building isn't freshly managed, so it's very easy to have do this maintenance and inspection, mainly clean.
Thank you so much.
Great, thank you very much.
Is the artist, out of curiosity, is the artist is it a Boston-based artist, or where'd he end up?
He's
no.
Not.
I feel like they would have said so.
He's not, no.
But, you know. The
artwork spoke for itself. Is
really oh, yeah, cool. No, it's
good. Of the finalists, two were Boston-based.
Yeah.
Great. Application 18.689, 25 Johnson Place. Applicant is Mark Blair of Bar Taco Design. Proposed work is beside install outdoor dining patio.
How you doing?
Funding signage.
If you have an extra one, sure. Thank you.
Good evening. I'm Mark Blair of Bar Taco, representing Bar Taco. We were here two times before. One time, maybe not as successful as the last time.
It's
about exactly. Thank you. But we're happy to come back and present an updated presentation for the side patio. On our last time through, we sought approval for the front street seating and exterior signage on Thompson Place, which was approved. And what we're doing And this package is really just taking the approved design aesthetic and wrapping that around to the side patio. So we can walk you through that right now. So side patio right here on the parking lot between Residence Inn and the 25 Thompson Place that's getting renovated right now. Photos from a couple months ago as the base building was getting through construction. Side patio right through here. Interior of the space as it was getting constructed. As a reminder, street seating along here, a couple tables, natural wood, reclaimed wood planters, and natural wood tables and metal chairs is what we got approved for the front seating. And so we're really just looking to take that same aesthetic and wrap our patio here with the same style of planter. Provides a nice buffer between our outdoor dining environment and the parking lot for the hotel. Inside that patio, we've got three types of seating, some similar tables to what we have on the Thompson Place side, a linear run of banquette, some two tops, and then we have a little bit more of a lounge, casual seating there. We'll have a gate for egress purposes, and this is just a visual, shows you the aesthetic of the furniture, which again is in keeping with what we approved, or what the board approved last time. In addition to that, we're seeking approval for a signage, painted sign on the side of the building there. And in conversations with the base building architect, when they went through their landmark submission process, they submitted a signage package or research on a signage package, which included painted signs, which is included in here. But here's a visual for what we're looking to get approved. This is just highlighting, these are the pieces that got approved last time, and the new pieces that are in keeping with that aesthetic. This highlights the sign, both the name and the logo. And then this is from the base building landmarks package, which shows precedent for painted signs on the building. You can see over here. Over here and over here. So just looking to use that as a foundation for what we're trying to propose. And I believe this is a part of their signage, approved signage package. And what we're doing, they had a vertical piece here. We're just, to keep them with our logo and design, it's more rectangle than a vertical piece. Cut sheets, details. We will have a security camera on there. We generally paint this black so it doesn't look like a two-toned.
Where's that goes on the, like, on the back over the patio?
Yeah, usually on the side, just so we can, from a liability and security standpoint, observe what's happening. Then the tables and chairs, our banquette detail, table detail. We can dive into any number of specifics.
The lights that you just showed, where?
Yeah, go for it. This is Nick Mickelson with Beacon Architects.
Yeah, sorry. We met last time. There's a bullet point, a little black bullet point, right next to the black red.
The header.
Across there, and then that's going to upway it.
Yeah, so just a simple sidewalk.
So this is actually a painted sign rather than SketchUp
it's dimensional.
Yeah, it's three dimensions in SketchUp, but in fact it's painted for the stencil. this header element is also black.
So the only light there is that one?
To illuminate the sound.
But this is where the patio is, right? Or is it not?
That's right. What you see here, that would be the planter that butts up to the corner of the building. That's this planter.
So that light is really kind of maybe above the door?
General.
It's actually, it would be right in
okay,
here.
The left. Okay.
It's a aimable for wash up.
Does it need to extend the building by a certain amount of?
It's actually quite small. Almost 6 inches long by 2.5 inches diameter. The size of the water.
So that's it. So
yeah.
Yeah, just we won't be like a 2 foot protection also. We'll just not graze the face of it.
And it's black also.
Mm-hmm.
So the patio is in front of the painted sign, right? Which is coming for approval on, is that where the sign, where the painted sign is right here?
Yeah, correct.
Okay. And this is the patio that you're going to do essentially the same thing you're doing here.
That's right.
Okay. And the lighting here?
We've got their space building light up here, and then we generally put a tabletop lantern on each table.
And there's no lighting as part of it?
Yeah, that's right. Right now, there's not a overhead lighting.
And I don't recall being mentioned that furniture stays, goes in the winter.
I think on the what we talked about previously was the planters would stay, but the furniture would go, which would be we'd be consistent with that for this area.
We used to have what, a fireplace or a fire.
Oh, we had a lot. We had.
Wasn't there a portable
too? There was.
Yeah.
That'll be so I can come visit you next year.
It had a whole
different look
and feel. Right. Yeah. How high is the wall there? Not the wall, but the planter wall, the one that sort of separates you from the parking area.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a dimension on that, Nick?
The planter is about 3 feet high. Should be in the back of your packets, but it's actually, Tartaco has a own woodshop, so it's made out of rough sawn timber, and then white floss or nut, in this case nut. And because the site does have a little bit of grade to it, it needs to be adjustable to a certain extent.
Yeah,
it will have roughly about 3 feet. And then we're going to have plantings inside of it because we're right next to a parking lot.
Yeah.
We don't want people driving their library Suburbans with the lights shining.
Yeah, no, that
so
was kind of
have,
my question.
Higher plantings.
It actually says
1.10.
To the top of the planter.
That would speak to the front planters.
Okay, I would think we
wouldn't
want it 6 feet
tall. Yeah, I think it's the intent in that elevation is supposed to be about.
It would probably match the smaller.
The ones in front are actually shorter because we're in a sidewalk condition and we don't necessarily want to have that. So you can see here the sidewalk here is lower.
Okay.
There's the aluminum stamped chair, and then this is the.
So that's the perspective.
For the
perspective. Right there.
Okay.
I think a constant refrain you'll hear from us is with regard to the installation of anything on the outside of the building, whether it's light signs or cameras, to go into the mortar.
Previous sign installation had that as a category, but the detail showed all the expansion bolts going into all the joints. The design would be so they could be adjusted to the meeting.
And the paint for the sign is colored white?
White.
Mm-hmm.
Dimensionally, what is the sign? 8? I can't have a hard time.
The door for residents, the door is about 8.5, pretty substantially tall, so that the sign's.
My reading glasses is like 5.1.
Bar Taco is 5.1, and then the Y, and then the. The letters are 2 feet, and then the dragonfly is 4'3.5". So it looks like totally it's about 5.5 feet.
We asked, or I asked before, with regard to the planting. Did the planting, will there be plantings in the winter time?
We will do
something
as,
there.
We will do as good as Cafe Nero.
Okay. And that was a condition of the front patio.
That's right.
The front patio, yes, when that was approved.
Yeah.
Yep.
At least.
All moves are accepted. Second.
Yes.
So when is this?
As soon as we get our permit out of the city, we can be going. But we're hoping fallish will be open. So we'll see how long a season we can get out for patio.
One never knows.
Yeah.
Thank
you guys.
Very much.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay, so we just have one administrative item to go through. Let me know if you have any questions. Listen, I do it too.
Administrative.
Okay.
Second.
Okay. And then last but not least, we just need to approve the meeting minutes from the February 8th meeting, which you should also have in your packet.
Move to approve. Second.
Yes. Okay. And staff updates. The only thing that I think we have is just to remind you, if you have any citizen nominations for preservation awards, well, we'd love to hear from you.
For volunteers in preservation, so.
Yep.
Non-professionals.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
And then also, we're working on Preservation Month, so if you have any programs that you want to share for our calendar, let us know, but it looks like it's shaping up very nicely.
I would love to see something on the calendar to do with resiliency in this district. I don't know
who it
is. I'm not qualified to do this, but I think that would be really great, especially given what
we have on it. Do not.
Yes.
Oh, great. That's yes, she's going to sit on the phone.
Yep.
And I'll be doing the tour of the district, so if you have any fun facts about the district, let me know. So yeah, I think that's it, right?
That's it.
Right.
Can we call
them again? Yeah. All right, guys.